Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Coming up next, you can wish Easter edition of the Michael Van Tool Show, followed by community highlights with missionary Hattie Humphrey.
One day, there will only be the rich and the poor, and the rich will increase their wealth, and the poor, well, there will always be the poor, from cold-hearted hatred down deep to the core. New at 11, thief, chased from a store, said he was trying to feed a family of four. Too bad his old house burned down to the very last board. You see, life, liberty, and justice always cost more. So what are you staring at the poor brother for? And if we all get to heaven, we'll see Mrs. Knight, her grocery cart pushed through revolving doors. White-collar workers are void her place on the floor. Mrs. Knight could go no more. Oh, Lord, both her legs are covered with sores. Her wedding vows from 1944 said life goes on for richer or poorer. So what are you staring at Mrs. Knight for? And if we all get to heaven, we'll see Mr. Hines, trusted friend robbed and blind, flat on his back without a dime. Yeah. Left him flat on his back without a dime. It's the Salvation Army in the wintertime. He leans in the rot of a garbage bin, finds fruit inside the banana skins. Being poor pays for his father's sins. Poor old Mr. Hines, what could have been? Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, America. Thank you for waking up with us on the Michael Van Tool Show. We are produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com, our national Detroit version of the Michael Van Tool Show. And, of course, coming up immediately at 9:30 will be Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And I'm here with the Sunday morning team. Good morning, LaToya. How are you this beautiful Easter Resurrection Day?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit, and happy Easter.
Yes, what a beautiful, hopeful day this is. And
yes.
Also on the line is Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly Batchelor, our lifestyle editor.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Morning Show team. Happy Resurrection Sunday. It is a blessed day to be able to open our eyes.
Yes, and so let us just give us a little peek at what's coming up at 9:30 with your segment.
What is our purpose? We're going to talk about purpose today. Jesus came to the world for a purpose, and guess what? We have one too.
Great. Yes, we do. And we'll be looking forward to that. Political analyst Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. And I just want everybody to know that we do have our chat feature open. You can chat with us online, too. So those of you who are online connected with the website, blogtalkradio.com/ND Weekly. Our chat feature is up and running. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you by the Law Office of Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Why do they call him that? Because he'll fight for you. He's a personal injury specialist, and you can reach him at 248-567-9990. Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, you can reach her at 855-783-3628. Chapel Hill Funeral Home, where your family is our family. It's on Puritan, just west of Livernois. Relani's of Southfield Boutique for Fashionistas. It's at 10 Mile just west of Lhasa. TCBC, the Timing and Conference and Banquet Center on the Detroit-Dearborn border. And you can start planning now for your future events. Call 313-588-0432. And Combined Insurance, call Jerry Anderson and for your insurance services. All right. The news is brought to you by Optimal IT Solutions. If your laptop or desktop computer crashed, does your computer have a virus? Fix it for less. Call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. The Tireman Conference and Banquet Center is on the Detroit-Dearborn border, 8031 Tireman. And LaToya, I've been over there before. It's a huge place, and, you know, it's more than just the banquets. It's more than just
The Tireman Conference and Banquet Center has everything in one place, Michael. They have a three-room banquet, a commercial kitchen, in-house catering. They even have a recording studio. They also offer a 225-seat sanctuary. There are offices, equipment to rent. They even help people make invitations for their events. So if you're interested in the Tireman Conference and Banquet Center, please call 313-588-0432. Again, that number is 313-588-0432. They are located at 8031 Tireman, right on the Detroit-Dearborn border, and they have ample parking.
Yes, great. All right, I just also want to thank Cameron Van Tool for being our engineer. He's keeping things going in the background here. And we really appreciate, we got another Van Tool in the mix here, so appreciate Cameron Van Tool for being our engineer. Okay.
That's so awesome.
Yes. All right. When we come back, we're going to take a station break. When we come back, we've got the latest news. We've got church closed weather for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 Mile just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years
providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing. From our family to yours, experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
Happy Easter Sunday or Resurrection Day. It is a day of celebration for Christians as we commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead as described in the New Testament after his crucifixion and burial by the Romans at Calvary in 30 AD. It is a symbol of hope, rebirth, love, and sacrifice. The death toll in Michigan from the coronavirus has reached 1,392 with confirmed cases at 23,993. The U.S. has hit more than 530,000 confirmed cases and 20,608 deaths, more than any other country in the world, according to records being kept by Johns Hopkins University. It is also the first time every state in the union has been declared a disaster. Nursing homes and prisons are new hotspots for coronavirus cases in Michigan. At least five grocery store workers have died in Michigan from the disease, four Kroger and at least one Meijer employee. Triumph Church is holding drive-in services today in Southfield. Pastor Solomon Kinlock says he's had to be creative in his approach to Easter Sunday services. He says they get an opportunity to respect social distances, limited fellowship, and still being safe in their automobiles by driving up to the church without interacting physically. A giant video screen has been set up in the parking lot for members, just like a movie drive-in. There are three services today. Greater Grace and many other churches are streaming Easter services online. Latoya?
Well, Michael, let me tell you, I have a really good feel-good story here about Tyler Perry. Let me tell you about Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry pays for seniors' groceries at 44 Kroger's and 29 Winn-Dixie stores. Shoppers at 44 Kroger supermarkets across Metro Atlanta got a wonderful surprise when they went to the register. After getting ready to check out, the shoppers were told that Tyler Perry had paid for their groceries. He also did the same gesture at all 29 Winn-Dixie stores in Louisiana on Wednesday morning for thousands of elderly and high-risk customers. He is also spreading the love to restaurant workers in Atlanta who are currently out of a job. Last Sunday, he left a $500 tip for all 42 out-of-work servers at a Houston restaurant. And guess what? A big fan of the chain said that he left a total of $21,000. Also,
wow.
Twitter was blowing up about this. One lady wrote on her Twitter page that her mom went to Winn-Dixie, and as a surprise, Tyler Perry paid for her mom's groceries. Her mom actually went into her piggy bank on her dresser that morning just to be able to pay for groceries. So this has truly been a blessing, and we really appreciate Tyler Perry for his generosity and his love.
You know, isn't he doing stuff that I think we all think about doing if we had that kind of money? Isn't that something?
Yes.
I mean, he's living
yes.
the life. He's doing it. And that's so great. He's actually doing it. You know, he's one person. But can you imagine what it felt like for people to come up to the register waiting for their bill and they said Tyler Perry paid for it? Wow.
Yes, that is amazing. And I also, Michael, I would like to take a minute to challenge all of our listeners, because I myself started a love mission this past week. As you all know, I make wooden door hangers, and it's a love mission that I have had for the last 2 years. So what I did was this past week is I randomly went to my neighbor's house. I left a gift for her on the porch, which was a canvas painting that I made for her. And then I went back, and I'm in a group of women. We're all entrepreneurs. And I challenged each and every one of them to go out and do the same thing. And I mean, this has reached such great distances. We're in Kentucky. We've got people in Texas. And all you have to do is just do something special for a neighbor. Walk down to their home, leave a gift on the porch, and spread a little love. So I want to implore all of our listeners to do the same thing one day this week. It doesn't have to be anything big. Just spread a little love.
And maybe next week we can come and kind of tell you a little bit of what we did. Wouldn't that be something? I tell you, that's
yes.
great. That's great.
Yes.
Henrietta, what's going on? Is she there? Okay. Well, Kimberly, what's going on?
Good morning, Michael. What's
Good morning.
Going on is exactly what LaToya was saying. We are mm-hmm. taking care of our families. We're taking care of our friends. One of the things that I've done, and thank you for making that challenge, LaToya, is go shopping for older members in my family or friends who can't get out to go and grocery shop for them. My girlfriend, who has been my best friend for a very long time, loved Easter lilies and wasn't able to get to the store to get an Easter lily. And I was able to go and pick up one for her. And it wasn't expensive or anything like that. And so it wasn't that big of a deal, but it was just the fact of going out. But the look on her face when she came to the door and saw it, because this is something that reminds her of her childhood, made my entire day. So it is exactly
wow.
what LaToya said. When you can do things for others, it is a blessing.
Yes, and it's a good time, and I notice a lot of people are doing it. There's a lot of wellness checks going on. People are just calling to see how people are doing. Isn't that something? You know, I've talked to some – I set aside some whole days just to make phone calls or to take phone calls, and I've talked to family members, friends, associates, and it's good to connect. I mean, you know, really, we don't have any excuse not to – connect with people right now. There's absolutely no excuse, you know.
Absolutely,
we're all home. We're all here. If Henrietta's there, you can chime in any minute, anytime.
Yes,
but
I'm here.
Are you there, Henrietta? Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm here. Good morning. Good morning. I was just listening to everybody, and I totally agree with what LaToya stated and what Kimberly was saying, that we all need to find it in our own hearts to get out and do some things in our community to let people know that we're caring about them and that we're thinking about them, because those little things is what helps everybody get through each day. So I personally would, same thing with everybody, I have been getting donations for Black women in home care. I want to do a shout out to Lori the Palmer, who's dropped off her donation this past weekend to help the women in that field, either with gas or bus fare or whatever that they may need. And this fund goes directly to the women in the field of home care. So whenever they need something, we are all banding together to make sure that they're out there on the front line as well, going to and from their client's home and trying to make it a little easier for them as they go through the week, you know, until the resources kick in for them. So that's just something that I'm doing on this end. It feels amazing to be able to call someone and say, hey, I have a $10 gift card for you, or a $15 gift card, or I can, you know, cash app some lunch money to them, because it's hard right now. So, you know,
it
I think
sure
we're
is.
All doing our part and making sure that our neighbors and these frontliners are supported in this time of pandemic.
Yes.
And also, if I could just chime in for you a little bit.
Sure.
We also should remember our beauticians and our barbers, our landscape people who are out of a job and out of money. For me personally, I have a beautician that I've been going to for 11 years now, and she is not working. And last night I cash tapped her as if I was getting my hair done because she doesn't have an income right now. So we have to remember them as well.
Yes, yeah. So you sent
and
it anyway.
Wow, that's nice.
I sent her the money anyway, even though I won't be going for a long while. I paid for
that's
it already.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Latoya, you all right, Latoya. You know that?
Yeah.
you all right.
Thank you, Michael. You are too.
Church closed weather, what's going on today and this week?
Well, Michael, the sun is not shining at the present moment, but we are going to get to 60 degrees today, partly cloudy.
Oh.
And
okay.
For Monday, we're going to be scattered showers with a high of 57. Tuesday, we'll have partly sunny with a high of 44. And on Wednesday, partly cloudy with another high of 44 degrees.
Great. I just got a couple of notes. I just want to mention the passing of Beulah Hall. She's the mother of Bryant Hall, and also the passing of Shirley Ann Moore Jones Summers. She's the mother of Judge Elisa Jones Coleman. Our condolences to both of those families. Okay, here's what I jotted some notes down for the praise report today. Of course, today is a day of hope and opportunity, and with God's help, we will find a way to conquer this biblical-style plague. We must also be smart and continue to search for a cure to find ways to manage life. Wouldn't that be nice if they could find a cure for this virus today? We literally can just go back and open up and function. That happened. So we have to definitely pray for a cure to this virus and that it doesn't come back again. You know, as they say, it may come back in waves. But we can pray about this. We must think ahead and fight this virus. And as human beings, God gave us wisdom and intelligence, so we must try to outsmart this disease. So, you know, that's one thing about human beings. He's given us wisdom and intelligence, and we can find a cure for this. So that's something that a lot of people forget, that we have the tools and the resources to fight this disease and the cure. You know, unfortunately, we see the weakness of human beings because many of our leaders here in the United States and overseas have not acted with wisdom and intelligence to this disease, and it's costing precious lives. We can all take precautions ourselves, social distances, wiping down packages as they come into the house. Wash your clothes, because now we're finding out that anything running to out and about, we're bringing it back in. We're bringing it back into our homes. We got to remember to wash our clothes more now. Wipe down packages from the store. Wash your hands with soap and water. Use sanitizer. Cleaners, wear masks and gloves. Avoid shaking people's hands and touching people, and use common sense. But you know what? I was thinking we cannot forget other people that are directly and indirectly impacted by the virus, prisoners. You know, can we release some people in these jails that are eligible for, like, early release, nonviolent? Maybe some of these people who were accomplices, they were just there, but they did not have a weapon. They did not do anything. You know how you get caught up in something and you just decide to go, or you got pressured into it. I know there's a lot of people in prison caught up in these strange situations where they did not actually do something. There are people, shocking that as it may seem, that are in there by mistake, or you know,
yeah,
they shouldn't be in there. They're really innocent. You know, we got to think about that too, and think about, have some compassion, because if you're in there and you committed a certain crime, you weren't sentenced to death for that crime. You were just sentenced to maybe 1 or 2 years. And then we've got people in there that you're going to catch the virus in there now, mm-hmm. the longer they're in
yes.
there. You know,
yes,
so
and Michael, if I could chime mm-hmm. in on that for just a
yeah.
moment. My husband works at a correctional facility here in Michigan. He is on
mm-hmm.
the front line. He has been assigned to work in the COVID-19 unit, and
wow.
each day the numbers are tripling with the number of prisoners who are developing this COVID-19 disease. And unfortunately, in my household, we are living separately. My husband doesn't have it. He doesn't have any symptoms. However, he's bringing the disease into the home every day because he's
wow.
exposed to it on the front line working in that unit.
Mm.
So please keep
wow.
my family in your prayers as well because we're all at risk.
Yes. The guards and the staff, they're caught up in it too. And you know, your husband is really on the front lines, and we definitely need to pray for him and for you all. And then there are prisoners in there that probably eligible for good behavior, and there
mm-hmm.
are older prisoners that should be let out. There are prisoners that were already sick. You know, there's a lot involved there. Nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the hot spots here in Michigan, nursing homes and residents and employees, grocery store employees
yeah.
and other retail outlets. They're on the front lines.
Yeah.
And then finally, I know Missionary Humphrey's coming up at 7:30, low income and poor people who have no income now. Just imagine, even those simple, easy jobs are gone, valets, bartenders,
mm-hmm.
dishwashers,
mm-hmm.
doormen, janitors, babysitters. It would be nice for the economy to open back up tomorrow and everything go back to normal the way it was and all that, and for the stock market to shoot up through the sky and all that and all get. But we also got to be realistic and think ahead because everything may not return full steam out the gate, you know, economically.
Mm-hmm.
Studies have projected that a third of all restaurants may not reopen. Many businesses will not survive this lockdown. Many people will lose their savings. Companies are losing money. You know, they could possibly not be open for 1, 2, 3, or 4 months. And I think America is going to look and feel much different after this. So we've got to prepare
yes.
now, think, you know, plan,
definitely.
Pray, get ready to make some adjustments in the way we live. You know, what will you do
yeah.
for a living? Some of those jobs are not going to be there when we get on the other side of this. Some
yes.
people who thought they, some people, Latoya, who thought they were well off before this may end up having to work one or two jobs
yes.
now after this is
yes.
over with. And
you know,
and
you
gotta
stay in for a second. I really hope that everybody are able to get back to their life after this is over. There's going to be definitely a different look about the way the economy is going to be when this is over. But my prayer is I really pray that all the non-essential workers truly get back to work because this is going to be a test of whether or not they're going to be hired based on skill and education. And a lot of those non-essential workers do not have the educational level required for some of these jobs that may rise back up. So I'm hoping that the opportunities for them are greater than it was before this happened. That's just my prayer and my two.
Yes.
My phone prayer.
I want to get ready for Missionary Humphrey and Community Highlights in a second, but I just want to alert our listeners coming up at 9:30 is Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey and, of course, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, with her topic. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high, look up to the sky.
This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you in part by the law offices of Pasco, Tashman & Walker, and lead attorney Cliff Pasco. He can be reached at 248-353-7750. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. Make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. Call Gail at 248-350-2323. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, good morning. And what's the word? What's the good word this morning?
Good morning again, Detroit. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Morning Show team. LaToya, thank you so much for always being in sync with what God gives me for the show. You talked about purpose. You talked about helping people and how that is something that we should be doing. And although you didn't phrase it as purpose, That's exactly what we're talking about. We know that Jesus came to the world. You're welcome. We know that Jesus came to the world for a purpose. He came to save us. We could not save ourselves. He came as that sacrificial lamb. I want to start out with Ephesians 1:11. Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined people according to this purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. What are our good works? And LaToya hit it right on the head. As I call her the love doctor, not as in a romantic way as we hear it on the radio, but as an ambassador throughout the community. She uses her talents and her skills to enhance and enrich someone's life. We're all sort of doing that differently. Henrietta has taken her platform for medical care workers and home care workers, and she's taken it online. This pandemic hasn't slowed anything down for her. Michael, although two people were maybe exposed to COVID, I'm not sure you would know more about that. In the studio, we were shut down, but you found the way to continue to be a beacon of hope and a beacon of light to the community. This is our purpose.
Yes.
And so during this seclusion, we all should be thinking about things that are important to us, not just family, not just God, and not just our friends, but what are we good at? If I am a person, I have a girlfriend who she's a sewer and she makes her own clothes and she's a hairstylist. But one of the things that she's done, she needed to make a mask for herself because the governor said everybody has to wear some type of a mask and don't wear the ones that the frontline workers need. So she created these cloth masks. Guess what? Now all of a sudden she has provided a service to everyone that they needed based off of a skill that she had, and she's able to supplement her income.
Yes, and let me just interrupt you for 1 second, Kimberly, because
sure.
We have Missionary Hattie Humphrey just joined us on the line. Good morning, Missionary.
Great.
How are you this morning?
Good morning to this great staff, to all of you, Michael, that are there. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad to be alive and hear y'all talking so good, Kimberly and all of y'all.
Well, you know, Missionary, we've got a number of people listening on the line. We've got more people online connected with us, and I just wanted to let them know that you are what the premier, we call you Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, but you've been a mentor to a number of pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, St. Louis, Arkansas, all over the region. You are a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for office. I remember one time we were doing a show, we had all six mayoral candidates on the show in 30 minutes. I remember that. And you were your annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners. It's more than just a birthday. It's a civic event now. So you are an icon to the masses, but a friend to all of us here, the Sunday morning team. So thank you so much for, you know, taking the time. We've got a better time now with 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's good to hear you.
It's good to be here and it's good to be heard. And my prayers are not only for all of our peoples everywhere. This virus that come on, it had been in the plan. God has a way of getting our attention. He got the whole world's attention now.
He sure did.
It's up to us. We must pray and we must believe in God. Some folks, and God, let me say this to our audience, God has a way of parents getting back with the children, husbands getting back with their husbands, loving one another more because we are more close. We need to go back to the old landmark. Some of people hadn't prayed, ain't been to church, hadn't been nothing, but now is the time for us to settle and think about God. God is still in control. He's not going to let nothing happen to the believer. But you must believe. You must trust God. And you must kind of honor God. Let's go back, if we used to sing a song, to the old landmark and stay in the service of God. Now, this virus that come all across the world, it's across the world. It's a way of some people have called one another. And while I'm speaking of this, I want my audience to call people that you never call, hadn't talked to somebody in a long time, and hadn't did this in a long time. This is a chance for you to contact and love on one another. Because it is love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But he only gave his only begotten son to those that will believe in him. If you trust him today, go through this. You can go through all of this. You won't worry about nothing. But you must trust God. I can testify that, because I'm 92 years old and I'm looking good and ain't going to get nothing because I trust God. You must trust him. And I want to thank God.
And missionary, the Sunday morning team is here. Latoya's right here, Henrietta and Kimberly, so we're all here.
Oh, so now listen, now that y'all are here, I want to hear from y'all, and I'm going to listen to you. And I love you so much. God bless you all.
I love you too, missionary. Thank you for being with us.
And it's so inspiring too. So that's great. So Kimberly, we were talking about you had the floor. So go right ahead.
So missionary again, and this is the beauty of this show. And good morning, missionary. I love you. I miss you. I hope you are doing well. God sent his only son here for our benefit, but we have to believe in him. And we have to believe in ourselves and the talents and skills and gifts that he gave us. And I keep going back to Latoya because she has taken her talent and her skills and her gifts, and she's using them in the community. I just wanted to open it up to hear what a bit of an update from Henrietta, if she has one, on different things that she's doing online to communicate with people in terms of using her gifts and skills.
Well, you know what, Kimberly, what I've been doing, I have been diligently reaching out to home care workers because, you know, we hear about all the frontliners, the nurses and the staffing at the hospitals that are in grave need of help and support. So what I'm doing to take my platform even further, I am reaching out to my home care workforce sector and asking them to prepare themselves to be the second frontline defense to support nurses and hospitals, to take their skills into the hospital and to, you know, be a support to those because they need all the help that they can get. And so what I've done, we got a platform going. We have training going for home care workers because what we haven't heard is, you know, that workforce itself is also in danger because they go into the homes of the people that they care for. So you don't hear about the work that they do because it's not considered essential, unfortunately, which was the work that I do. But it is very essential because we still are going into the homes. So we are banding together, getting our skills up and trainings increased so we can be of support to the hospitals and the nursing homes and the AFC homes. Unfortunately, I did get a call from from one of my home care advocates. One of the homes in the city of Detroit is facing a crisis with the COVID, where the workers and the residents in that home are all possibly contaminated with COVID. And these AFC home workers are still going in there, risking their lives and taking this virus back home to their families. So I want to uplift them and pray that, you know, the information that I got out to the Attorney General has reached them and that this home is investigated. Because when you talk about this work, you get a lot of wickedness that goes on with it because the money is still coming in. So I'm standing with my home care workers and we're fighting to support and stop situations like that.
Thank you so much, Henrietta. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You have brought to light an issue that many of our listeners may not have even thought about or known about. I have a relative in a nursing home. I checked on her. Thankfully, she is well. But a lot of nursing homes, as you said, people are struggling. I have two relatives in the South. One is in the hospital who I have to make a phone call to today, but they are our most vulnerable population. And so if we're told to social distance, which means that your children can't be around you either, who helps you? And so those healthcare workers do become that essential source for a frontline worker to help aid a family in a time of crisis. So that is a blessing that you can do that. Thank you for sharing that. Michael, your turn.
You're welcome.
You know, I'm, like I said earlier, I set aside some actual days just for phone calls and have to keep recharging my phone batteries. But I've found that that is where my area of strength to reconnect. So I'll just get up, I'll set aside a day, and I'll just, you know, make sure and call people, whether it's friends or relatives, and, you know, have a conversation and connect and talk. And then also online, too, whether through the social media sites, just send a message. I've gotten messages, you know, those, what do you call it, they check on you, Goodwill, something like that. But,
yes.
You know, I
yes.
get some of those where they just send me a message, you know, how are you? Just want to make sure you're okay. And that says a lot, you know. But that also is teaching us some lessons. Oh, my goodness. We are learning so many
yes.
lessons at
yes.
this time. I mean, you know, if this is not something that we would choose to go through, but look at what's happening. Kids are, families are sitting down at the dinner table now. They're
right.
talking. They're playing
mm-hmm.
games. You know, they're playing
mm-hmm.
Monopoly. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're talking
yep.
to each other. They're helping out around the house. And it's like, wow, it seems like it's gone back to what a family should be like, what a household should be like. People are cleaning up. You know, they're cleaning up rooms, they're cleaning up the house, they're cleaning up the yard. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's we lost something in this drive for success and wealth and all that. And
mm-hmm.
you know, we have a society here that is driven on success and wealth and entertainment. And it's like
absolutely.
This has brought us
yep.
right back to reality about what is really important in our lives.
That's right. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
LaToya, thank you for sharing, Michael. I'm going to come back to that in a minute,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to get LaToya
absolutely.
In. LaToya, did you share everything that you've been doing? I know you have a lot on your plate. I didn't know if you wanted to share anything else.
No, I just have, like I said, I've been doing the random acts of kindness. I am a local artist, and I have a lot of art pieces that need a good home. So I've been going out to into my community, and I have a nurse that I'm going to be delivering a door hanger to. It's in the image of a nurse's scrub. So I'm going to be doing those types of things just to spread love. The young lady that I'm delivering it to, she lost her first patient. She's really new. She's a new nurse.
Wow.
And she called me the night that the patient passed away. And I felt so bad for her. She's young. She's just starting her career. And she told me, she says, I will never forget losing my very first patient. So I made her a gift as a way of just letting her know that it's okay. You're on the right path. And that's what I'm doing.
See, that's why
nice.
I
Thank
called you.
You.
Your middle name is Love and Happiness, LaToya, on Facebook yesterday because of stuff like that. You know, that is
that's
so
right.
nice. You
well,
are forever going to be known as this love and happiness person to bring happiness and joy to people. So, you know, you've
well,
got that.
You know, in doing so, it also makes me feel happy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing. And that's where we realize the beauty of our gifts. When Michael talks about, and Michael, don't downplay or feel like because you aren't going out doing things like what LaToya or Henrietta are doing, each one of us has a unique purpose. No one can do what another person can
do. We're all different. That's right. And you
have
to do with what you, you know, we're individual.
That's right.
And
I
couldn't even try to do what Latoya's doing. I wouldn't even try. She's got that covered.
That's right. She has that. Just like Missionary is our spiritual ambassador, we know she has that covered. We don't even try to step into her shoes.
Exactly.
But what we remember is the things that we can do is what we should be focusing on. So I want to encourage all of us to think about what those things are. And going back to what Michael said, the basic tenet of human society is communication, talking, the act of compassion and a physical touch. And, you know, we're social distancing, so we can't hug each other or different things like that. But when we pick up a phone or we video chat with someone or we text someone, that lets somebody know that somebody out there is thinking about them. And we don't.
And you know,
know
what? Missionary's doing that too. I don't know if she's still on the line, but I know she's doing that because people have called me and said, "Mike, Missionary just called me." You know, and this was somebody I hadn't talked to in a while. Actually, they were in Ohio. And, you know, so she's doing the same thing. She's reaching out and communicating and talking to people. So it's not just incoming calls to take, pick up the phone and make an outbound call.
Henrietta, you and I make
outbound calls in the office all the time. And so it's easy for us to pick up the phone and make an outbound call. But you know, now that we're all home, you can connect.
Yeah,
and
we all have to do it now.
Yes, it will brighten up somebody's day completely, especially now when everybody's locked in their homes.
That's it. And you hit it, Michael. And I just want to end us with this last scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. We all have a purpose. Use this time that you have at home to figure out what that purpose is. Study your word, pray, ask God to reveal that purpose to you. He will. He will give you that purpose. I know what my purpose is. My purpose is to help other people figure out how to do things and what their purpose is and how to uplift them. And I learned that over 10 years ago, and I am walking in that. So I'm just telling you, from one person to another, find your purpose. If you ask God for it, he will give it to you. And then operate in that purpose. And trust me, it won't be that much different from what you're already doing.
Great. Kimberly Batchelor Davis from the Batchelor Davis Group, how can we reach you? Because you write, you speak. How can we reach you?
Yes, I am an author, playwright, radio personality. I'm launching my own podcast. You can find me at www.kimbdavis.com. You can reach out to me by phone at 650-746-4427. And I'm also on all social media. I'm on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Great. Look, we got an active Sunday morning team, I tell you. All right. We're going to let me just mention a couple of things before we start to wrap it up. First of all, Kyle's and Kyle's, the place where the common man can expect great quality work. Oh, they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 because these are some essential things, plumbing, home improvement, your water heater goes out, repairs, home repairs. You can call Kyle's and Kyle's at 313-412-7064. Again, that's 313-412-7064. Michigan Ocean has partnered with Ray Simone Partners to create a small business support team to help you navigate the maze of options created to help you survive the coronavirus crisis. This package of services are offered at an affordable price $250. But most of all, we will help you collect the documents, complete the apps, and submit your loan applications. And you know what, guys, this is not on the script here, but I know what I'm talking about at Michigan Ocean because I've already applied for some of the coronavirus stimulus help. I've applied for unemployment. I've applied for the stimulus grant. I've applied for the paycheck protection. So I know the process and I know what occurs. We also do a one-hour business consultation. We'll also give you credit repair support. And then we also offer one of our 15 lenders at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. We have 15 lenders that we work with. So we can put that together. So we've partnered with Ray Simone Partners and Michigan Ocean. Here's the number to call, 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300. My thanks to Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. He is one of the top 100 national trial lawyers. He is a 2019 recipient, one of the highest levels in excellence for an AV preeminent award. He is an expert network distinguished lawyer. Oh, the list goes on. I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 awards here. I can't even read them all. But he's a personal injury specialist, the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. Thank you for supporting the program. You can reach him at 248-567-9990. And Kimberly Batchelor Davis, we've got to mention Franklin Wright Settlements in detail. You and I are both on the board, and of course, Missionary Humphreys on the board too. Franklin Wright is a strong force in helping the community help itself for more than 139 years. Oh, and we've got to mention our condolences to Reverend Ken Harris, our chairman, his wife.
Yes.
On her passing.
Yeah.
So our prayers and condolences to the Harris family. He's the chairman of the board of Franklin Wright. Yes. And he's dedicated to this organization. It's been around for 139 years. It's been the cornerstone of strength in supporting individuals, families, and groups on the east side of Detroit and throughout the Tri-County area. President and CEO Monique Marks encourages you to donate or enroll in the services if needed. So call 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. All right, guys, Sunday morning team, Missionary Humphrey, I was glad that we heard your voice this morning. LaToya, Henrietta, Kimberly, it's been great. Happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day to you guys.
Same to you, Michael. Same to you, Missionary.
Thank you. And same to everyone.
Yes, I don't know what you guys, but we got stuff in the slow cooker right now. We set it up, Mrs. Van Tool set it up at 6 o'clock this morning, so we're going to be eating good later on. It's a chuck roast in there. I don't know what some of the other, what the kitchens are cooking right now, LaToya.
Well, let me tell you, I have a big meal prepared for today. I've got macaroni and cheese, green beans, yams, potato salad, you name it.
Wow.
That's
okay.
A big meal.
What about you, Henrietta? Because I know you put some of that stuff on social media too.
That's Kiss the Cook, right? That's Kiss
just
the
like
Cook.
Just like LaToya does it too.
That's
so.
Kiss the Cook. That's actually going to be my page name. I'm getting a page called Kiss the Cook. But just because it's just me, I'm just going to do me a nice little tender steak, baked potatoes, some string beans. And then I'm going to go FaceTime live with the family, and we all just going to sit around and talk and drink and do our social distancing Easter dinner from FaceTime. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, my daughters are, of course, they're all cooking their big meals, and I'm usually there every year with them, but because of the order, we are just going to do a FaceTime live. So that's my plan for today.
And I know there's a lot of action going on at the Bachelor household.
At the Davis household, yes, because I have three grown men in this house who like to eat. So we're having a traditional dinner. We are having ham, green beans with potatoes, macaroni and cheese, and yams and rolls. So, yes.
Great.
Oh, nice.
Well,
nice.
I think we're all going to have a good day today. I want to thank our listeners from around the Midwest, St. Louis, Arkansas, Ohio, Indiana, Ontario, and those of you who are listening online, we want to thank you for joining us. And, of course, you know you can tap into and listen to the show all week long until next Sunday. Good night. Good afternoon, you all. Have a great day.
Bye.
Have a good day, Detroit. Have a good day, everybody. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Great day. Morning show, team.